Michael on the line from Livermore. You're on the Giant 68 KMBR. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hey. Thanks for fitting me in.
Sure, Michael.
Yeah, I was sitting down at lunch the other day, actually Friday, with my friend. He's 23. And, you know, he said something really sort of, you know, different to me. So, you know, I thought our generation would make it, you know. I thought
without
we'd
a war. Yeah.
You know, I think it's pretty awful.
You know, it's interesting, though. This, we may have learned something from this. I hope we have. This may be one of the last wars. I hope if this works, that any future dictator or person who would do as Saddam Hussein has done would think to this lesson and would not do what would not attempt what Saddam Hussein has done.
I certainly hope so.
And I hope we've learned a lesson. There's a huge price to be paid for war to the economy, to the people of the nation. It's divisive, and it's a very high price to pay. Let's hope we don't have to pay it again.
Yeah. One more thing. I think peace protests should be, you know, peaceful.
Yeah. Seems like it. That's only sensible.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Can we get one more on before the net? Let's try. Dustin on the line from Antioch. You're on the Giant 68 KMBR.
You got me.
Gotcha, Dustin.
How you doing, Leo?
Thanks for calling. Good.
I got an opinion question for you.
All right.
Is Saddam Hussein, is he playing naive or is he just stupid?
Is he just dumb? Boy, it beats me. He's not dumb. I'll tell you something.
No, he's not dumb. He can't be dumb. I mean,
but
the power he has.
He might be crazy.
Was crazy.
He might be crazy. Yeah, the man is living in a bunker with a maze. He has done some pretty crazy things to his own country. I feel for the people of Iraq who are really the victims in all this. I don't think they don't have any choice. I don't think this is what they wanted. I don't think they had any choice. And that's one of the terrible things about tyranny. I don't think those soldiers on the front lines of Iraq want to be there. And what can you say? It's been a very difficult evening for us all. We're going to rejoin NBC Network for continued coverage all night long of the situation. Tomorrow morning, Frank and Mike will continue with the coverage, and I'll be back 9 to 11 on the Giant 68 KMBR San Francisco to take your calls. Thank you. Have a good evening. I'm Leo Laporte. NBC News on the Hour is next. This is the Giant 68 KMBR San Francisco.